Here in the U.S., Episcopalians see a continuing split of the worldwide Anglican Communion, of which their church is a part, on the issue of homosexuality. The churches in the U.S. and Canada are more liberal on the issue, and last week, at a meeting of the church's leaders in Northern Ireland, the American churches were asked not to attend the next meeting of a group of clerics and laypeople who gather periodically to discuss church policy. This group is called the Anglican Consultative Council. Frank Griswold is presiding bishop of the U.S. Episcopal Church. Bishop Griswold, welcome to Day to Day.
I'm glad to be with you, Alex.
The elevation in 2003 of an openly gay bishop in New Hampshire, Gene Robinson, and the Canadian Church's blessing of same-sex unions, these are the issues that have seemed to have really brought this question to the fore. Here's the leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, speaking yesterday.
I think that there was expressed quite clearly a sense that these actions would fracture the communion. I don't think that all those who took those actions in North America fully realized how deep that hurt and fracture might be.
That's the Archbishop of Canterbury speaking on the BBC Religion program Sunday. Bishop Griswold, what's your response?
Something that's very important to keep in mind is that the primates of the Anglican Communion, who made up the meeting to which you've referred, very clearly wanted to maintain the communion and recognize the fact that homosexuality is not so much the issue. What is the issue are widely divergent perspectives that have a lot to do with the very different contexts in which we live and seek to articulate our ministries.
When you look at this degree of division that's arisen between the North American Episcopalians and the wider Anglican Communion, is this something that you envisioned happening?
Because of my travels throughout the Anglican Communion over the past years, I'm certainly aware of how different our contexts are and how differently we view any number of things. And I knew that it would be a strain if we proceeded as we have. And my sense is that we are now trying to find a way to live with that strain, to be focused on the mission we share for the sake of a hurting world. I mean, so many primates have said to me, our issues are not sexuality. They are poverty, disease, civil war. Why has so much energy gone into this one area? And I have to say, it's largely because of the dominance of the North.
Largely because of the dominance of the North?
Yes, I think the developed world has played, what would I call it, a disproportionate role in determining the agenda for the developing world. And part of what we're dealing with here is a great deal of anger on the part of the developing world toward the North.
Well, if I can quote the Archbishop of Canterbury again, he said again yesterday, this issue is not going to go away. Any lasting solution, I think, will require people to say somewhere along the line, yes, we were wrong. I don't think he means the larger community. I think he means you.
I think it's worth pointing out that homosexuality is not unique to the United States or Canada. It exists in various parts of the world, as some of the African primates themselves made clear at last week's meeting. And it is the known secret in various parts of the Anglican world. Our great mistake, as it were, was to be public about it.
Is there a way that you see to get across this divide, to come to a place of agreement?
The primates have called for a process of listening to the experience of homosexual persons. We as a church have been engaged in that listening process for at least the last 30 years. And I hope that in the years ahead, we can be, in a helpful way, part of that listening process for the sake of the communion.
Frank Griswold, presiding bishop of the U.S. Episcopal Church, speaking with us from New York. Frank Griswold, thank you.
Thank you so much.